Give ear to my words, O Lord, and consider my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. And in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you, and I wait in expectation. You are not a God who takes pleasure in evil, and with you the wicked cannot dwell. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence, and you hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies, bloodthirsty and deceitful men the Lord abhors. But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house, and in reverence will I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, make straight your way before me. Psalm 5, verses 1 through 8, from the NIV. Good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. My name is Rhonda, and I come to you from Foundations Bible Church in Winnebago, Minnesota. Give thanks today to the Lord for the gift of this day. Give thanks today to the Lord for the ability to gather in His name yet for a while in this country. And give thanks to the Lord today for the fellowship of the saints and for the encouragement given one another in the name of the Lord. And give thanks today for answered prayer. And give thanks for those prayers that you are waiting upon answers for. And give thanks to the Lord, for He is good all the time, and all the time He is good. And now from the ESV version, Psalm 5, 1-8. Give ear to my words, O Lord, and consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you, and I watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness, and evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes, and you hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies, and the Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house, and I will bow down toward your holy temple in fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies, and make your way straight before me. Today I wanted us to spend a little time looking at Psalm 5, and I've chosen three versions of the reading to give to you. The Treasury of David by Charles Spurgeon is one of the commentaries, one of my favorite commentaries by Spurgeon that I go to, because his comments are visual to the spirit within us. And in them, he has quoted also from others before his time of what the Lord has revealed to them in their studies of his word. In Spurgeon's day, the Bible being used was the King James Version. And in reading it in the past, I would often find that version hard to read and even to understand at times. But there was just something this particular day about reading this version of Psalm 5, and it really opened up to me. I noticed that from the very first word, the emphasis of the whole psalm focused on God, not on David's reason for praying, but on God and the beauty of an intimate relationship with Him through prayer. Its words remind God that we are in awe of who He is, and He is where our hope lies, and it reminds us of who He is and of where our hope lies. You see, it's all about God. The King James Version of Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord, and consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. And my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, and neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, and thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing, and the Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies, and make thy way straight before my face. Spurgeon points out in the first verse that there are times when we do not or cannot find the words to express or describe how we feel or what is in our hearts. It is then that the Spirit, our Spirit, groans and sighs and moans, sounds that are being made which our ears cannot hear, but God hears them. As they are carried to Him, they are our burdens and the desires of our heart. When we are in an intimate and personal relationship with the Lord, we are one with Him and the Spirit of God that fills us, and who has been sent to us to guide us in God's ways, and who knows God fully and knows us better than we could ever know ourselves. He intercedes for us when we cannot clearly express in our own words what is in our heart and in our thoughts. Who then, other than the Spirit of God, could discern what it is we desire to have or need or seek, but can't find the words to say, or know how to say the words that may come, or why we ask for what we ask, and exactly why it is we are coming before the throne of God? You see, another man cannot discern your heart. He can only guess from what he has learned in life or has been taught from a book or in a classroom, but the Spirit of God knows, and He takes our heart's needs and desires, and then He brings them before the Lord. Spurgeon goes on to say that the Spirit knows when the heart is being true and when it is hiding behind a falsehood. He points out that oftentimes someone will come to God in prayer and makes a plea for mercy or makes a petition to God for a particular cause, but his heart really isn't in the prayer. Maybe they were thinking about the playoff game that's going to be on after church. Or maybe they were thinking about all that needs to be done before going back to work on Monday. They bow their heads when asked to join in prayer, but their hearts are somewhere else. They hear the words being spoken occasionally, and then join in when they hear the Amen being said. But no matter how you present yourself when you come, God knows where your heart is. He knows when you come before Him as a religious person or as a son or a daughter, and giving your full attention to what you say to your Father and waiting on His answer. Sometimes we find it easy to just say the words over and over again in repeating our prayer, and we give no considerations as to what the outcomes of what you pray for may be or how God may be looking at the same situation. I found myself here of late needing to pray for someone close to me, and I was not sure how to pray for them. And after wrestling with it for a couple of days, I felt led to pray for this person by simply asking God for mercy and compassion on them. I didn't know how else to pray. Perhaps that was the way someone prayed for me one day. And as I reminded myself where this person was today, I reminded God that if He could see in me anything that was worth rescuing, then with this person also, Lord, continue the work You've started in them, and reveal Yourself to them in mighty and wonderful ways, ways that there could be no questions, there could be no other explanations, other than it was the hand of God at work in their life. So consider how David opens his psalm, his plea, his petition, his cry out for God to hear him. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my sighing. Consider my lament. Consider my groaning and consider my meditation. My sighing comes from the heart. My heart, where no words will describe where I am or what my need is at the moment. And as I lament, hear my sorrow, my mourning, as I consider where I am. Consider my groaning, Lord. I need You to hear me. I am suffering, and I don't know what to do or what to say in the moment I am in. Consider my meditation as my voice, faint to my ear, whispers and murmurs, a faint utterance that only You can hear. Know that God is everywhere. He knows everything. He sees everything. He hears everything, including the unspoken words of the heart, words that we cannot find and are carried on sounds we cannot hear to the very throne of God. So what is your relationship like with the Lord your God? Is He really your King, your Lord and God? The intimacy of your prayer life will tell, both of where you stand and for whom you stand for. It will tell of your devotion to Him or your desire to be just a religious person, and know that they are not one and the same. Remember, the arrogant cannot stand in his presence, and their proud ways will be the cause of their fall. To be arrogant is to be conceited, self-centered. It is to focus on you and not on God, and he knows where your heart is and what it desires and what it cries out for. We can deceive ourselves and each other, but God will not be mocked nor deceived. And so you must ask yourself, is it for him I live, or is this life I live all about me? Give ear to my cry, Lord, and may it be my ear that listens for you, for your wisdom and for your guidance, O Lord, our God. Great is your love and great is your power, great is your name and great is your word.